show, you'll find inspiration, motivation, and advice from experts, as well as valuable tips on how to get started or improve your business. Let's dive into how you can begin and grow your wisdom business. Inspiring others looks different for everyone. How will you inspire?
Welcome to the Wise Zone podcast, and today we're chatting with Jay Harvey-Yin. Welcome to the Wise Zone.
I love it. I'm so excited to be here. I love having a chat at the
best. Oh, you're awesome to chat to, and I had to get you on our podcast because you're just a woman of so many avenues and tangents. I'm just going to say tangents.
It's because I'm a Gemini. We are communicators. We are curious
beings. Oh, my God.
So I'm
married to a Gemini.
You totally understand what we're like. We, you know, bright, shiny object? No, I've learned to manage that one.
That was a quick little insight into who you are, but let's explain a little further on the business side of things. So, Jay, you have an enormous, you know, experience and just expansive experience in so many different areas. So I would love you to just jump straight in and introduce yourself to our audience and tell us, you know, who you are, what makes you tick in this field of knowledge sharing.
Ah, well, I think I've always been a teacher slash entertainer even since I was a little girl. Like, I was always making my own TV shows in my imagination and teaching people how to do stuff, and I've done that all through my life. And I started my career as a makeup artist and in theater, and then I moved into a wholesale beauty supply chain, which was quite a large business in the end. We had 14 staff and a big turnover, and we also were a registered training organization. So yeah. I've always been training. I've always trained. I've trained internationally for several brands around the world because of that. Yeah. And a few years ago, probably around 2017, I realized that I didn't want to do that anymore. Right. And I kind of had this kind of massive identity crisis thing. Yeah. And so bravely, or some may say unwisely, but I don't, I left a perfectly good life with a seven-figure business, a husband, family, the Barbie dream house, the car, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I started again. And it certainly wasn't an easy journey. Yeah. But I realized through my process of healing from that, where I found Reiki and became a Reiki master, but through that process, I really turned inward and looked at what was important to me, what made me tick, what my skills were. Like, I have a blessed life. I've been all over the world. I've lost 50 kilos. I've married. I've dated like a banshee in my 50s. Like, what the hell? You know, I've had this crazy, juicy, beautiful, beautiful life. Hmm. And when I discovered Reiki, it was an inward journey. And it was, what can I give back now? And what fills my cup? And what makes me sparkle?
Yes.
The true me sparkle.
Yeah.
And so I started a business with my best friend, which is still in existence. It's called Change Your Therapist. We work with people with a disability and we teach them social skills and life skills. It's really fun. You know, I do things like disco and bingo and, oh, goodness me, all sorts of stuff. Yeah. But as much as I love that role, it didn't turn out to be quite what I expected it to be. And I still work part-time in that, and I probably will till the day I die. I just love the participants. It's just beautiful to work with them. Yeah. But I realized that my passion was for, I wasn't really using all the skills in that area, because I've been there, done that. Mm. I don't have the recipe, but I certainly have insight. Being that curious Gemini, I'm quite good at pinpointing, and I'm quite good at cheekily extracting from my clients exactly what they didn't realize they knew, you know, that they thought that they knew. Yeah. And combined with my skills as a teacher, there's lots and lots and lots of laughter. And I was like, how can I bring this in? How can I bring this into my life and you know, because Reiki is very peaceful. It's very reflective. Oh, it's woo and it's brilliant and I love it. And I'd feel joyous afterwards. But yeah, coming from a beauty background where I was serving clients one-on-one on one-on-one, I know that it gets physically tiring. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to try coaching. And being the just action taker that I am, I just thought, okay. And I put a post on Facebook just like that. And so I started coaching. And really my passion is for working with women who were like me. You know, when we get to a certain age, I'm 54 now and I'm proudly 54. I think I've never looked happier and stronger and as good as I do at this age. And it's taken me a lot of work to say that just quietly. But I feel like I have the skills and I want to help women at this kind of age, 45 to 55, kind of my age, because our children leave our home. Our relationships with our partners significantly change. We may be thinking, what's in it for me now? Or like, what on earth do I want? Because women by nature are nurturers. It's primal. At a primal level, women look after others. Even if they're not maternal, still women primarily, that's our role, is to nurture.
Yeah.
And so we're so busy nurturing everybody else that we forget to nurture ourselves. Yeah. And so often I will sit in a clarity call. I invite people to come and have a call with me. There's no obligation. I love meeting people. I love having chats. But one of the questions that I ask is, so why are you here? What do you want? And most of the time I hear crickets. They can tell me all of the things they don't want.
Yeah.
But I've actually got goosebumps saying this because over and over and over again, women do not know what they truly want for themselves, for that little girl inside of them, for the teenager inside of them, for the person that they truly are.
Mm.
Sometimes they don't even know who she is. Mm. And so I was like, I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know. And, you know, I have a business coach, of course, and she says to me, you know, you've got to have a niche and you've got to really, really know her. And I'm like, I know her. But it's really interesting that my clients need me for all different things. Yeah. So some are deciding that they want to start a business. Well, then I can help them with that. Some want to lose weight. Yep, I can help them with that. I have a lot of people that come to me, are drawn to me because I'm very open and we can talk about anything like penis. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud? Like I can literally, there's no word off the table.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of people talk to me about their relationships and so.
You become like their best friend. It's just,
Well, I'm their best friend.
It's this sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, I think I kind of like one of the things in Reiki we talk about the maiden mother crone, you know, the life cycle of a woman.
Yes.
And so in the maiden, she's curious, she's young, she's playful. In the mother, she's whether she's had children or not, she's creating, she's birthing something new, she's nurturing, da, da, da. And then you get into the crone, it's the wise woman years. And I said to my Reiki master, well, F that. I would have dropped the F-bomb because I did that. But you know, F that. I'm not going to be a crone. Crone sounds ugly. Crone doesn't sound, you know, like a sexy, vivacious
woman. Yeah, glamorous.
That we want to be still at this age. Like, what the hell? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, bugger the crone. But then I'm like, you know what? At this age, we have loads of experience and we have loads of wisdom to share.
Yeah.
And often just a good quality question can make people think. You know, I run a regular challenge and I'm using wisdom for this, so I'm a bit excited to see how it's going to work. But, and it's called Rise Above the Fog, and I've designed it so that you can come again and again and again. It's totally free and it goes for 5 days. And the ad says start where you are because most women don't have a clue where they are. So it's about finding it out, working out how to manage your time a little bit, but like it's great fun. Anyway, so I've lost my track. So then through my journey, I discovered NLP. Yes. And that stands for neuro-linguistic programming. And no, it's not brainwashing.
No.
You cannot make a change you're not willing to make. Like if you don't want to make a change, you know, you can go to a hypnotist to give up smoking. And if it's because your husband wants you to give up, you're not giving up.
Yeah.
The same premise with NLP. And the thing that I like about NLP is it gives me a whole set of new delicious tools around language, communication. You know, one of the things I always say is that you can't see the label when you're inside the jar.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're living that thing, you don't know what it is. And then once you find the label, we have had a lifetime of labeling the label, labeling the label, 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 label. So we don't even know what that thing was in the very first place. And once you discover that, it's profound. You can get a profound shift. And just I was telling you just before that I, made master practitioner in NLP and timeline therapy this weekend, and I went through a full day breakthrough. And this is one of the things that I'm so excited about sharing with my clients, because in one day, and I might get vulnerable here because I'm gonna show up the way that I like my clients to show
good,
up
good,
as
good.
The real me. And I've done all the things. I've done all the work. I have done breakthroughs over and over.
Yeah.
But this particular breakthrough was around my health. And I said to the lady, you know, like, I don't actually know. I've done all the things. I've lost the weight, you know, da, 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 but I just can't seem to stick at it. Something's wrong, you know, like wrong. And listen to my language. It's wrong. I'm broken, you know, blah, blah. And I don't feel that generally, but I just couldn't get to the core of why I couldn't break through my own inner dialogue.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
She was brilliant. I did this process for her and it was magnificent. It's just, it just lights me up inside to see the change, and it's brilliant. And I can't even put it into words. And for me, I realized that I felt a little bit incongruent, because I do walk my walk.
Mm-hmm.
I do the things I say. You know, if I say, I think you should do a gratitude practice, I got alarms on my phone so this busy Gemini doesn't forget to be in gratitude 5 times a day. Like,
I'm
a maniac. But I do walk my walk. But somewhere deep, 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 deep inside me, based on, actually, we went back 12 generations in timeline. Like, it sounds woo, but oh my God.
Yeah.
The person inside me thought I was a fake on some level, because I hadn't fully accepted. Sometimes I'd accepted myself, and sometimes I just didn't. And that comes from the conditioning and the limiting beliefs and the stories that we tell each other. And all of the labels. The thing about the unconscious mind is that it does 95% of the work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't understand negations. And so if I'm saying I'm not fat, I'm not pretty, I'm not able to do this,
you're setting a pathway to, yes. Yeah.
You are, and you're reinforcing it all the time. And so then your unconscious mind goes and looks for ways to prove to you that you're right.
Yeah.
And so once you get to the base core belief, I'll share one of them. One of my core limiting beliefs was that yummy food or nutritious food that was good for my body wasn't yummy. And when I travel back on my timeline, which is just the most amazing thing, I went to a time when I was in a high chair. And I was being fed something new. I don't even know what it was. And I can just remember feeling, this is gross. I don't want to eat this. And my grandmother or someone of that kind, I didn't see a face or anything, but was saying, if you eat that, you can have this. And it's true. Like, as children, we're trying to eat all your dinner, you can have your pudding, you know. Yes, and I was like, no wonder. And Nikki, when so in the timeline, we go back to the root cause, wherever that is. It could be past life. It could be generational. It could be after birth. I've even had an experience where it happened just as I was being born, which is so woo. But
oh, my God, this is crazy. This is weird.
It is so weird, but it is so good. Like, I can't even explain it. But as this belief, which is core to my being,
yeah,
you go back and then you recalibrate, and your unconscious mind does it for you. And I always say, conscious mind, sit on the chair over there, get over there, shut up. I'm talking to the unconscious mind right now when I'm talking to my clients, because we try to analyze things. We try to make sense of everything, but this is not something that you can. And literally it was recalibrating like that in my heart space. And then my eyes were flickering and I'm like, what the actual is going on here? You know, like my conscious brain was, and I'm like, just let it go, Jay. You want this change. You want it more than anything. And I can tell you, I was a chocoholic. Delete, delete. I'm no longer. and I have chocolate in my house, and I've literally walked past it, and there is zero compunction for it. It is profoundly changed in at the cellular level. Oh my God. So I'm calling it a mindset reset. And so I'm reworking my offer on that one, because if you can, just imagine you've had a problem for like 20, 30, 40, oh my God, all my life since I was in the high chair. And you can fix that in one powerful day. I mean, it's full on. Oh my God. Great. But if you can fix that and then follow that, then you're so spacious. And then you follow it up with coaching with me. I just like how I said with me, because clearly. it has to be all the fun of the fair so that I can find out, because Curious Gemini needs to know what's happening for you next. And then,
well, that was going to be my next question. It's like, well, you know, you've got to carry it on from there, don't you? So
yeah, you've got all this space. And then at the end of the thing, we do this amazing goals drop. And I've done it, been doing this process since I've been coaching, which is about a year, like since I've been officially coaching in air quotes. I think I've been coaching my whole life. And we do this goals drop. And what we do is we go out on the timeline. We define the goal. And I have my own process. It's not called smart goals. It's called steamy goals, because I think your goals have to be sexy. And so it's all, there's a few extra bits. So it's still smart fundamentally, but it also has you in it and it has excitement in it. So it makes it something that you want to pull yourself towards rather than away from. It has sexy language so that you it lights you up. And then we do this process where we pick the goal up, we take it out into the future, into in a year's time, we dump it down. That's the abridged version. It's much more juicy than that. And it takes about 10 minutes though.
Yeah.
And you lock it in. And I can say that probably half of my clients hit their goal within the year.
Yep.
And the majority of them are so clear. Some of the goals are really hefty. Like one of my clients' goals is to, you know, move and create this whole retreat space in another state. And, you know, like it's a big hefty goal. So we had to do some little goals in between.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can tell you she's found the property and we're not even 8 months in, you know, like it's just so exciting to see the potentiality of goals. Because let's be real, goal setting can be really dry. And sometimes, a little controversial, Jay might say, goal setting can be demotivational, because you set all these goals of things you want and you don't actually believe that you can get them.
Now, that's what I was about to say,
Yeah, when I did my goals drop within my breakthrough in my training, it's literally energetically a done deal for me. I already know it's there. I've got a year to make it happen. It's already happening. Like since in the last 10 days, I've lost 4 kilos. I've just released that weight.
Yeah.
And the reason that's menopause weight, everybody, sorry, that's a sucky thing. But
everyone should know this is, Jay's doing the program called Metabolic Balance, and it's a freaking awesome program. So I'm not affiliated by any means, but I've done it myself and it is awesome.
Oh, good. But I'm just sending an energetic hug right now to every menopause woman, because it sucks balls, just saying.
Yeah.
You don't know how it's going to work. Your whole body changes. You don't know what's going on. Like, you know, and I'm lucky because I didn't have a hideous menopause other than that I put on 16 kilos and I'd been the same weight for the last 13.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway, so that's kind of why I became a coach. And I just, it, you know, I finish with my sessions and I just love them, you know, like it's
brilliant. You know what, when it comes to coaching, and like you touched on it before where you mentioned, you know, as women, we nurture. Well, we're coaching, but we're really just nurturing. We're helping. We're, you know, it's those general conversations we have with our best friends, whatever, sisters, whoever it is, just generally. But coaching obviously takes that next level of, you know, really guiding in that sense. And I think, you know, it's just instilled in you. It's just built in you. And that's just you, I think, in general. And as you said, certain amount of generations behind you, it's obviously been, you know, I think some of us will generally be those teachers and some of us will generally be those listeners, those learners.
Yeah.
And I know a few people who are happy just to continually learn and be guided and direct, like, you know, help, you know, direction. And then there's those others. And I think
you're right. I think the thing about coaching, which is very different for me, is that it's not teaching, it's not mentoring. So occasionally I will say to my clients, hey, can I put my mentor hat on? Because I really wanted to share this thing about my life that I know will help you.
Yeah.
Hey, can I put my teacher hat on? I've got a document, you know, a class that I ran, you know, do you want that kind of thing? But mostly for me, coaching is the gift of questioning and allowing the person on the other side to come to that realization of what they actually need themselves. Mm. And that is just the biggest gift. It's such a privilege to witness that. Yeah. And it's so empowering. And then I, as part of my offer, I, you know, we have Voxer. I don't know if you've heard of Voxer, but it's kind of like a walkie-talkie. Yes. And I usually choose Voxer because it's separate to everybody else's normal messaging. They don't usually message in Voxer, and I want a place where we can be not distracted. Yes. And and also it makes a cool sound. It sounds like I'm breaker, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, kind of thing. It's kind of cute. It's kind of cute. And but yeah, they have access to me all the time and they share their wins with which they never would. And sometimes they say to me, this is the first time someone's really listened to my story, to my feelings.
Mm.
And that is such an honor.
You know what? It's interesting you're saying that because I've just recently, like I've always, and my sister knows this, but I have this thing. I had a complex when I was a bit younger that I just didn't listen. I knew I wasn't listening enough. I was constantly, my brain is constantly tick, 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 think. And I apparently started a little bit when I was quite young because I just had so much to say and I spoke quite fast and I stuttered, but that didn't last very long. That sort of dissipated after a while. But I realized as I've gotten older that the power of listening, people just want to be heard. They just want to be listened to. And like you said, as part of that coaching side, like you mentioned it before, like just having the right question to ask is so, and I know for me, that's always been the big thing for me, like the unknown unknowns. It's like, well, if I don't know what I don't know what question to ask. I don't know. And when you have to put on a coaching hat, you know what questions to ask others.
Yes.
But you don't know what to ask yourself sometimes. And just like you said, you know, you need to look after yourself. And it's that typical, you know, practice what you preach, walk the talk, you know, all those lines. You've got to take all that stuff in. But, yeah, that listening side of it has just become a huge portion of my life. And obviously because of what we've built and everything like that, I've had to do a lot of listening to really understand what everyone else wants. It's invigorating when you listen more, not for just yourself, like obviously for the person that's being listened to, but for yourself as well. It's just
100%. And having that realization, and that's what I find, you know, through the coaching process, people do have those epiphanies themselves. And it's much more powerful for you to realize, to have self-realization than me just telling you, this is what you need to do. There are times when I will say, feel free to take this or reject it, what about this? You know, is this going on? Because sometimes people don't have the language to explain what they're feeling because they've never had to explain it before. So that's kind of nice. And the other thing, just about listening, and it made me think about it, is one of the things that we do in timeline therapy is that we learn the lessons from the event, but we don't feel the pain. So they even used it in old Prince Charlie, when before he was our lovely king, used it with soldiers coming back from Afghanistan who had PTSD. And so they would do timeline therapy. So they would go in and learn the lessons from the event without feeling the pain, because you're quite removed from the event. Yeah. And the lessons that come out in timeline are profound. They are really empowering statements that come from within you. And it's funny because I often sort of, because I'm an analyzer, you know, and I'm not allowed to mind read, I'm just, you know, the note taker asking the questions. You know, the words that people use vary so much, but the concepts at the bottom of it are very similar. So sometimes I'm like, I really want her to say I am this, and she'll come out with something totally different, and I'm like, oh, it's so good. And then I send that to you afterwards, and so you've got this list of all these empowering, delicious phrases in your own words that you can read and remind you. And I know when I did mine, I created a beautiful little poem, and you know, and I say that every single day, and it just reminds me that, you know, it's okay to think that you're pretty good. It's not being humble. You know, like we were little girls are seen and not heard. We weren't allowed to show off, you know, and I was constantly getting told that I was showing off or I was too loud. And so I just apologized my whole life for being my own self. And I'm like, oh, hang on a minute, I can listen. Yeah. I can give and I can sparkle, and they're all facets of me, and I'm not dulling my light for anyone. And that is a big statement for me, because I did for so long, even when I was doing the things where people would think that I was shining, inside of me I was like, oh, God, you know, oh, God. And I don't want to say imposter syndrome, because I always knew what I knew was I knew.
Yes.
I wasn't feeling like a fake from that point of view, but it was feeling a fake from the being seen point of view and the potential that people would judge me.
Yeah.
And I feel free after that breakthrough, because I just don't feel that anymore. And I'm really excited to see what the new Jay will be look like. Yeah. I don't have these new, you know, I've got these different programs. I've already noticed it, even, you know, 3 days later, and I'm the action I'm taking without second guessing myself. I don't worry if people don't like my hairstyle, you know, or I've got a pimple on my face, or I'm feeling, you know, whatever. It's just, I really now have a mission. And I was talking about it with my coach yesterday, because we were talking about how much things cost, you know, and the value of doing something like a full day breakthrough. And she, you know, like people charge $4,000 to $5,000 for the day for that. And I just don't feel that doesn't sit in my soul quite at this point. And I just think it's a little bit too much of an investment when it's an unknown entity, when people don't know what the change will be. And so we were talking around that, and I've made a decision that every five or so, I've got a figure, I've just got to work out the figures, but every when I hit a certain goal, I will gift one of these to somebody who can't afford it, because it's so important to give back in a meaningful way. Like, you can give to charity and charity needs, and I certainly do, but if I can make an impact at a cellular level on someone's psyche, and then they can go on, the ripple effect of that makes me so tingly, like I've got goosebumps.
It's interesting you say that, Jay, because I think we all have, and this is going back to, this is what this conversation really seems to be revolving around, like this nurture ability we have. Like, obviously, as a female and so forth, but it becomes a common denominator, I find, with a lot of people when it comes to pricing as well. And it's like this world of how do I share my knowledge? Okay, you can do courses, you can do coaching and all that sort of stuff. There's so many different ways, right, to create a business out of it.
Of course.
And then all of a sudden there's this barrier and it's like, well, how? How do I do that? And how do I charge for that? Because naturally I feel that's just me being the person I am. I shouldn't charge for that.
Limiting decision, anyone? When did
you? Yeah, exactly. And that's what I mean. Like there's this break point. And a lot of people sit there and say there's this imposter syndrome. Okay, yeah, there's that section of it. Some people have it and they get through that and all the rest of it. But then there's that, what do I do with my knowledge? How do I put a price on that? And I think just the point that you've made right there, that you've said to yourself, you know, every five people, you hit a goal or whatever it is, and then you'll gift someone. That's a great, to me, I think that's a lovely way of proportioning, well, not proportioning is probably not the right word, but, you know, enabling yourself to give still and also still run your business. Because, we're doing this obviously to earn income for whatever lifestyle, whatever needs we have.
Of course.
And you need to embrace that and realize you're worth it. Yeah.
We all need to earn a living.
Yeah.
And it's an energy exchange. You know, when I step in and do any work with my clients, I am all in. Yeah. Like one of my certainty statements is I will stand up and show up for my clients even when they don't do it for themselves. Like, yeah. That is, you know, I believe in their success more than they will ever believe. And I think that it's so nice to have a cheerleader in your camp.
I think we all need a cheerleader. And I'm sure we do with our friends. But I guess with business, the cheerleading is a little different because I think you just appreciate it on a different level.
Yeah. And once you step in and you've had that, I mean, I've invested, I don't even want to admit how much money. I would have to say it'd be in the six figures easy in my own personal development, in my own journey, because I just want to be the best person that I can be. Yeah. I know that sounds so cliche, but it's actually true. I do walk my walk. I've done it for years. I've had coaches for years. I've done every self-development thing. I've done every bloody diet there is. And I'm like, oh my God, if we can just cut to the chase, boom, and do the work, but get rid of all of those beliefs, recalibrate, it's just going to have a huge impact.
That's the first step, isn't it?
Across people, in the state of the world today, you know, I'm quite an empath. I discovered this as in my Reiki, and I was just so sad all the time. And my partner is very, has quite a lot of opinions around the state of the world. And I was finding that it was making me regress because I couldn't energetically find a solution. I can't fix the world. Yeah. But what I can do is help my zone of influence. And then there will be another little J over there and another little J, you know, similar people affecting all of their zone of influence. And then gradually the world will be a better place. Like the world is cyclic, you know, and we're through, you know, a lower cycle at the moment. But if the more we can raise our vibration and the vibration of those around us and discard the negativity, just block it out. You don't need to watch the news, actually.
Yeah.
Much happier if you don't. You know,
I don't watch the news.
Don't even know what's true, and then it makes you doubt your core. So, you know, you can make small changes for you that ripple out, that will have a global impact. And I truly believe in that. And I think in NLP we call that ecology. It's got to be good for the person. It's got to be good for their immediate circle. It's got to be good for the community, and it's got to be good for the world. Yeah. And I think that is just the most beautiful mission, you know.
Yeah. Well, one of my questions are, what legacy are you looking to leave? You've pretty much answered that question. As you're talking, you're going through all the questions I'd ask anyway.
There you go.
Like this part I haven't mentioned too much.
I did,
but that's what I love talking with you, because you just get it. Like, you just know the flow of, you know, what you're trying to share with people, and I really appreciate it. And just like you said, it does come down to those little one percenters. You know, it always is that ripple effect. We might not see it. You know, like there's those one percenters. Look, I do believe in karma and all that sort of stuff. And sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. It doesn't matter. The point is what you've done right then and there, and how it might exchange with whatever's going on around you, with respect to energy, people, whatever.
You're so right. If you live in your own best self, yes. It's such a catchphrase at the moment. Live my best life.
Isn't it? I know.
I hate it. You know, or live your authentic self. You know, I don't want it to be a buzzword, but if you can be the best version that you can be that day, you know, like, we're not perfect. My top says perfectly imperfect. You know, like, literally we're just trying to be the best we can every day. Yeah. I think that will have a profound effect on you. Mm. You know, you live a happier, less noisy in your head life, you know, and women. You know, one of the cute things that I learned in NLP is that our brains, you know, we women have about 14 voices going on at any one time, and men have 4, and one of the men's one is saved empty for sleep.
Yeah.
let that sink in for a while, you know, what the hell. So we have to be kind to ourselves, because we do have fundamentally a lot of noise. Yeah. And so if you can find peace in the noise, then you can get on and make the impact that you want to, you know, with, and that just might be being the best mum you can be, or the best sister or partner, or, you know, what, it doesn't mean that you have to make a global impact. But what I'm trying to say is that if you are, the impact is global, because we're all connected. Yeah. That's quantum physics. Let's not go there, because we'll be talking all night.
I knew where you were going with that one.
Yeah.
No, I think that's just Oh, I've loved talking to you today, Jay. Like,
I love talking to you, gorgeous lady.
It's honestly, you know, we all have our, I guess, what am I trying to say, Nikki? With respect to what we put out there in the world, and this is the thing. I was talking yesterday, having a chat with a couple of other ladies, and we were talking about just in general what it is that we've learned through our entrepreneurial, you know, world with respect to what we're doing and all the rest of it. And one big thing I've learned is just keep it simple. Don't overthink things, you know, and be transparent and respectful, you know. Like, for me, to be transparent, you are being respectful, and you will get respect as well, because you're being your true self.
100%.
It could, and I think it's, it just comes down to it, doesn't it? And just keeping it simple. But, you know, as far as, you know, your side of, you know, going into coaching, I think the storyline that you've lived to this point, I think, you know, you've got so much more to give, and I can't wait to see where this goes for you. So we're going to have a chat again later down the track, I'm sure.
Ooh, yes, please. I love a chat.
But I would love to ask you just one question with respect to anyone else out there who would be thinking of coaching. You did touch on a little bit about the difference between coaching, mentoring, and teaching.
Yeah.
Could you explain just a little bit on that?
So, of course. So I thought when I put my hand up and said I'm going to be a coach, I thought I was really going to just tell people what to do, like I was used to doing as a teacher. And then the more I've discovered and the more I've learned about the art of good coaching is that it is about the questioning, and it's not about the material. It's about the questions, and it's about the client coming to the realization herself. And my job as a coach is to support the person with love, care, respect, kindness, and a giggle. You know, like, I think we laugh, we cry. I mean, so often my clients will say, I hate you. I don't cry with anyone else but you. And I'm like, it's all meant to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, like, it's all part of the growth process. It's about letting go. And, you know, and when you're a mentor is someone who you respect, someone who's been there before you and you want to learn specific skills from their experiential point of view, from mm-hmm. their experience. And a teacher is where you want to learn a set of skills for an outcome.
Yep.
So I believe that all of them are outcome-based, but coaching is the most personalized outcome-based because it varies, you know. And people always say to me, you know, what do you get in your coaching program? And I'm like,
yeah, I know, yeah.
Actually, just get me and I will do everything I can to – so it's not cookie cutter.
Session one,
we don't do this. And so, you know, I've got guidelines, but sometimes I'm like, oh, that's out the window. We're not doing that today. We need to get rid of this limiting belief. I've heard you say it four times and we've been here 5 minutes. So close your eyes down now and take a deep breath in and let's go on your timeline. And we just deal with it because one thing I know about me as a human being is that I do take action.
Mm-hmm.
Even imperfect action, I will take action.
Yeah.
And if I can inspire others to take action, then, and any action, like if you take the wrong action, you've got so much information that that's not the way to go. And you can learn what didn't work, why it didn't work, da 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 da. If you take a little bit of action towards where you want to go, you're one step closer, you know, and each time, you know, you might like this client with the resort thing. You know, like she wanted to go this specific way.
Yeah.
And then we realized, hang on a minute, that's not the right way. Let's try this. So it's a whole lot of trying.
Little
minute actions to get this big profound change in the end. But you don't go, oh, except for in the mindset reset when it's in one day where you do really feel like, you know, it's all happening. But, you know, during the coaching process, it's quite a gentle, positive reinforcement that you're on the right track. Yeah. How can we do this better? And because I'm really good at being big picture, you know, I am the eagle up the top there going, ooh, look at you, and I can see this and I can see that.
Yeah.
You know, label inside the jar. You can't read it. You don't know what's going on. So then the coach, me, I can't speak for other coaches, this is what I do, you know, is that I will encourage you to jump out of the jar. You might stand on the tip and see if you can see that label, and gradually you're away from it. And then before you know it, that label's in the recycle bin and there's a whole new you. You don't even need that label anymore. Yep. And I think that's why I love what I do, because I do combine Reiki. So I'm quite woo. We have a Reiki session in every main coaching session. Mm-hmm. I even do Oracle cards. I love them. We always have a giggle. Even my male clients who have never seen a deck of Oracle cards in their life, literally like, oh, you forgot to do the card, Jay. Can I have my card? sorry, because I do get a bit, you know, in the moment. And then we use NLP all the time. And then timeline therapy is, and it's scary saying therapy. Pfft, don't even believe it. It's not a therapy, you know. We do that, use that as a tool so that we can go backwards and forwards on your timeline and affect cellular change. It's so love it. So does that answer your question?
It does answer the question, my love. It really does. But you point out, like you pointed it out right there, when it comes to coaching, and anyone out there who's thinking of coaching or running a course, there is that difference in direction as opposed to guidance. And it's very agile. Coaching is agile. You have to be agile because you're basing your next step on the answer given to the question. And that person, like I said, it's individual.
Sorry to cut you off because I just get so excited about all this stuff. I think my main aim as a coach is for you not to need me anymore. Like, you know, and so often I say to my clients, okay, I think, well, we're coming to the end of the 3-month block. At the moment, I only do it in 3 months, you know. We're coming to the end of the 3-month block. So, you know, what do you want to finish up with and stuff like that? Because I never assume, because, you know, my dad taught me that makes an ass out of you and me. And so, you know, is there anything else you want to work on? You know, and so I'm really delighted to say a lot of my clients continue on because we might conquer one area of their life and then we might So like
move through.
Yeah, she did her business, got that started, it's set up, it's going, it's making money, it's paying the bills. Mm. And then now she's like, now I need to work on me. Can we do me more? And I'm like, yeah.
That's
let's
awesome.
Do it, you know. So I think that's the beautiful part. And as a Gemini, curious Gemini, I don't get bored. No one gets bored because it's just exciting newness all the time. It's so fun. It's just it's less job. Yeah. You know, but I think buyer beware. You need to relate to the person. I know that I'm not going to be for everyone. I'm very fast talking, if you haven't noticed. Boom, boom, boom. I want fast results for my clients. I will give the tough love. Now, is that true or untrue?
Yeah.
And then I'll just shut up and they're like, God, Jay's quiet. What's happening? You know? And I will make them do the tough stuff with love, giggles and kindness, because when you can work through that and you're not alone working through that, it makes a huge difference. Yes. So, you know, yeah, I love it. But my intent is that they won't need me in the end and that they'll just send everybody that does to me. So I'm always busy doing this lovely thing that I just love it. I love it. And now I've got so much more space and time to do it. Because I was doing it on the side, so I was doing it at 9 o'clock at night and, you know, ungodly hours. And now I, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, I'm kind of available a lot more.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah, so anyway, that's
enough. No, yeah, well, like I said, Jay, you're freaking awesome to chat to. Is there an offer that you want to share with our audience today at all?
Look, if I resonate with you, dear listener, if I resonate with you and my kind of crazy speaks to your kind of crazy, just knowing that there's science behind the crazy because I'm also a nerd, I invite you to reach out, let's chat and see whether we're a good fit. The other thing is if you're not quite ready for that, please, I have a free community. It's called Gratitude and Attitude and all that. Joyous Abundance with Jay. Mm-hmm. And I call it Gaja, actually. And then so I'm like, what does it stand for again? And that's my community. And we do fun stuff. Like I run challenges in there and, you know, anything. Often when I'm curious about something, I will take the community with me. Like I read the book, The Magic. It's about gratitude. And so we did a 30-day challenge. I've done it about 3 times now for the whole 30 days. And that's story time with Jay. And I read the book. So we read the book, we talk about the book, we do the steps every day, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's loads and loads and loads of goodness in that group. And the thing that I really love about it is that people are so kind and respectful, and I've never had to kick anybody out. And it's everyone's kind of a little bit precious about keeping it a beautiful space to be, you know. And I love that. And I'm quirky and I'm irregular, you know. Sometimes I'm in there every minute and then other times I'm not, because it's my free community. I can only do what I can do, you know. Yeah. So you get a lot of me and then none of me and then a lot of me and then, you know, and then a little bit of me and then, you know, so I'm really not consistent like I'm supposed to be. I'm consistent.
I can't imagine you ever following any rules by any means. It's just
it's so funny because growing up I was such a nerd and I would never break the rule. And it's hilarious for you to hear. See, this is the new Jay. She lives unapologetically me. Yay, go me. You know, like bring that on. I just want that for everybody who wants it. Come for a market reset, you know, bring it on.
Well, all the details to Jay's offer and links and everything like that will be in our summary below. So be sure to click on the link and don't forget to subscribe and leave some feedback if you can as well. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are on this episode and others. But again, Jay, thank you so much for your time. Can't wait to have you back on again next time.
Awesome. Thanks, Nikki.
Anytime.
Thanking our sponsors today and every episode that we do go live with, Wisdome and the Wisdom on Wisdome events. Be sure to check out details in our summary below. Wisdome is our learning and content management platform for anyone who's sharing their content online through memberships, courses, challenges, creating a community and engaging with their members. All details, like I said, are below in our summary.
thanks for listening to the Wise Dome podcast. If you enjoyed and have been inspired by this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, do subscribe and please share it with others. Post about us on social media or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, Nikki Kelly, you can follow me on Instagram at Wise Dome Podcast, WISEDOME Podcast. I'm Nikki Kelly. Thanks again, and we'll catch up next time.